It is a disaster of historic proportions. There's no getting around that.
That tower could no longer stand the strain of the flames that weakened the structural elements, and the tower collapsed, sending concrete, glass, steel raining down almost a quarter mile onto the streets below.
And then at 10:28 a.m. Eastern Time, the second tower collapsed.
The last word you heard on the phone was, "Oh my God, I just want to let you know I made it out."
One man was under a whole pile of debris.
Target America, enemy unknown.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
We've seen firefighters cry.
The Pentagon has been attacked.
But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
The only difference is to let love replace all our hate.
Thousands of lives were ended by evil.
There were bodies on the ground.
Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there.
The soot is almost ankle deep.
Priests, religious people, on the sidewalk ready to give comfort.
We saw the first person jump from the building.
The impact of these explosions is that great.
From out of the skies, tragedy has rained down. It was swift. Deliberate. Terrifying. In a matter of moments, in one city, a towering American icon was destroyed.
Today, our very freedom came under attack. Despicable acts of terror. Terrible sadness. Country is strong. Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered.
For the kids who don't have a mom and dad tonight to be okay.
Sit up high, I'm strong enough to take these dreams and make them mine. Can you take
none of us will ever forget this day, yet we were ordered to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. God bless America.